Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in. And today we have an excellent program for you. Here today we have my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And if you want to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team, here's the phone number. And look, he's located in the Kansas City area, but this is good for anywhere in the entire country. We have listeners from Portland, Oregon to Washington, D.C. and the New York area to Naples, Florida, to clear over to Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area. So anywhere in the country, here's the phone number, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you again. Appreciate it.
All right. So I think you were wanting to do a discussion and have a review of what to do before the year end. And then once we do that recap, then maybe we can move on to discuss how to start off 2023 on the right foot. But first, what does need to be done before? And oh my gosh, it's coming right up, December 31st.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Steve. We'll just hit a few of the quick points, kind of recapping what we spoke about last month. But, you know, towards the end of the year, you've got that mindset of kind of that final kick to the finish line. So some things I like folks to double check is, do they get their RMD or required minimum distributions taken care of for 2022? Needs to be done before the end of the year. If you miss that or don't get all of it taken care of, it's a 50% penalty. So very important to do that. Also, if you have, like, if you're still working and you have an HSA, maybe you want to max that out, or maybe you have a 401k and you want to max that out, I would at least say try and get your full match in for the year, at bare minimum. So they have changed the amount that you can put in. So for 2022, on this year, we're still at, if you're under age 50, $20,500 on a 401k. If you're over age 50, you have an additional $6,500 or a total of $27,000 you can, you know, put into your 401k or a 403b, 457. If you're just saving through a regular IRA mechanism, if you're eligible for that and you're under age 50, it's $6,000. And if you're over age 50, it's $7,000. Again, that's going to be a little more next year. We'll cover that in a little bit later. From a tax standpoint, you know, obviously we've got taxes coming due. Most people have property taxes due at the end of the year. Make sure you get those taken care of. Pretty stiff penalty if you miss it. And then on your regular taxes, if you're still working, you know, double check that you've paid in as much as you should. Make coordinate with your CPA. If you need to make adjustments on your payroll deductions here at the end of the year, you still have some time. Maybe you want to boost that tax withholding up, or maybe you've paid in more than you really needed to and you can reduce it down. a lot of times this gets changed around if you have a bonus. So I suggest you kind of double check your withholdings for the year if you're still working. Healthcare, this is one thing that I think a lot of people miss the boat on. You know, if you've maxed out your co-pays for the year on your health plan, you might want to try and get every possible service done while you've already kind of maxed that out if you're in that boat. If you don't, really haven't paid into co-pays at all, and you need to have something done, but it's not urgent, you might defer that out to your next plan year. Most people's plan year starts at January 1st, but you might look at that and defer your medical services one way or the other, depending on if you've made your payments into it. Most credit reporting agencies, changing gears a little bit, most credit reporting agencies will give you one free credit report per year. So if you haven't done that, just check your credit score, make sure there's nothing fraudulent out there. And then it's always a good idea around holiday time to kind of check your estate plan. If you need to make any changes, if anybody decided not to come see you for Christmas, maybe write them out, right?
That's right.
but all seriousness, make sure that, you've made changes. Sometimes there's been somebody's passed away or maybe a change in marital status, things like that. So that'd be something to make sure you double check in. And then your investments, you get tax loss harvesting. I'll kind of end 2022 with that idea. With the markets being rough this year, you may have some investments that you might be able to lock in some tax losses if you're able to take advantage of that or may able to possibly carry forward some tax losses. You still have a little bit of time to make the sell on that particular investment or two if you want to. And again, we can help people with that if they're not really sure. They can give us a call. That's pretty much a quick kind of, bullet point recap of some items for 2022.
Okay. And you had mentioned checking your credit. That's always a good idea. You never know what might be on there. And sometimes there's just flat out inaccurate information on your credit report and you may not even know it. What's the best way to go about checking your credit?
Yeah, you can usually log into TransUnion or Experian or the other service out there. And they'll have a little bit of a login they'll make you do. And they might send you an email to confirm you are who you are. But it's not hard to do.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And so that is very, very good information. And so if this is catching your attention, maybe your financial advisor has not even contacted you for a long time. That's not a good thing, by the way. And maybe you were thinking you needed some things that need to be done towards the end of the year, but you're not hearing from your financial advisor. Maybe you want a second look or a second opinion, just like a medical-based second opinion. This is just as important. I would reach out to Bruce Glenn and his excellent team at 913-563-7327 and ask for a second opinion. And Bruce, you do that quite frequently, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's no obligation, just a second opinion, just to make sure you're on the right path at the risk level you're good with and that you're on track for your money to achieve what you need to be able to retire and most importantly for your money to last.
And most importantly, that's right. So here we are knocking on the door of 2023. And what do we need to think about getting started on the right foot? So tax planning is coming. Maybe not tax planning. We do that all the time. But filing your taxes and everything, that's coming right up. We're going to blink and it'll be tax time. So what about tax planning as far as getting started on the right foot in this new year?
Right. So again, when you talk to your CPA or as soon as you find out if you did a pretty good job withholding for 2022, then I suggest you may tweak whatever your withholdings are, even if it's just taking investment income off your IRA or if you're still working, you might want to adjust your deductions to match up. In a perfect world, you want to kind of end the year up with not owing anything extra, but not having overpaid either. So it's just a good idea to try and zero that out best you can. So retweak that at the beginning of the year if you know what any changes need to be made. And the beginning of the year is always a great time. We all get excited about making new goals, making better choices, what to focus on, all those things, bundled together.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. It always drives me crazy. I hear some people say, oh, I can't wait to get my tax return back. We're getting $20,000. And I'm like, oh, no, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, the government likes that free loan.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's in an ideal world, it's zero on April 15th or I guess this year it's the 18th, right?
Right, right.
So we've kind of shifted gears to getting 2023 started off on the right foot. What about saving strategies?
Well, so this is really important. We always like to coach our folks to save more, you know, save more for tomorrow. You know, imagine yourself as being, you know, 20, 30 years down the road. And so if you're in a 401k, again, make sure that you are saving up to your match at least. And I would go out and I would give your future self a raise. I would try and raise your 401k contribution at least 1% if you can. So this year's contribution limits, if you're over age 50, is a total of $30,000. If you're under age 50, it's $22,500. In both cases, that's a nice boost from what it was last year. And then your IRA, you can save $6,500 if you're under age 50, or $7,500 if you're saving and you're over age 50. So those are two things that, from a saving standpoint, I would definitely take advantage of those new limits out there.
Okay. Yeah, and I love the concept, give yourself a raise. So my dad always said, pay yourself first and you'll never be sorry. So that's very good advice. And then what about life insurance?
So life insurance, I think, is the most overlooked piece. So you've got to do policy reviews on a regular basis on your life insurance policy. It's not buy, hold, and forget, you know, because interest rates have been low, markets have been volatile. A lot of life insurance policies that are supposed to be permanent may not be on path to last, and you need to get an in-force illustration and check it. And we can help people with that as well.
So they may not last, meaning they're starting to cost more than they're earning within that policy, correct?
Right. The policy may not have enough money pre-funded into it, and it may actually go into default unless you pay extra money to keep it in force. Another thing is, a lot of policies were not around at the time that long-term care could be bolted on as a additional rider. And so that's something, there's a lot of new benefits and features to, you know, that are out there available now.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. You can reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA contributions is December 31st. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA contributions is December the 31st. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Bruce, when is the deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA?
Yeah, so the IRA is actually the earlier of whether you're going to file before April 18th this year or at April 18th. So you can put your money into the Roth or the IRA if you're eligible to, up to your filing date or the latest April 18th. Now, ironically, your 401k, you do have to have that money in by your last payroll of the year. So a little bit different whether it's 401k or an IRA.
Okay. Now that's interesting. So yeah, you hear all the time, it's not too late to reduce your tax burden and add to your IRA. And that's, of course, if you haven't already maxed that out. So, and again, you can do that by, you know, the latest date would be April the 18th or whenever you file your taxes. So that's good information. And today's special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And again, anywhere in the country, this is the phone number that you would call, 913-563-7327. And if you want to discuss any of these topics or anything else related to finances, Bruce is the best. He's excellent. I think he demonstrates that month after month on the program. And if you want a second opinion, I would encourage you to reach out and just ask for a second opinion, second look, and see if you're on track versus, you know, your risk tolerance and all of the other factors that go into it. 913-563-7327. All right. So, Bruce, we're talking about getting started off on the right foot in 2023. And what about employer benefits? Because a fair number of our listeners are the caregivers of an elderly loved one, and they're still working. So they're working. They're trying to take care of their elders. And what about their employer benefits?
Right. So most people, their open enrollment is in the fall, but every plan is a little bit different as far as health care. But a lot of people have an HSA bolted into their health care plan. I would make a plan to consistently put enough money into the HSA for what your goal is. And again, the biggest thing this year is we have a nice change to the 401k contribution limits for 2023. So, again, you're now come January 1st for 2023, you can increase that up to a total of $30,000 if you're over age 50 and you're looking at 25. So both those are increases if you're under age 50. So a really good item there to take advantage of that. If you're already retired, obviously looking at your Medicare, your Medicare supplement or Advantage plans, your drug plans, a lot of times you have some additional features and benefits that can be bolted on to those that you may or may not be aware of. So check those and make sure that you're not missing any free benefits on those type benefits as well.
Okay. And then the next big category, and I think this one's pretty huge, beneficiaries.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, beneficiaries, you would be amazed at the number of folks that pass away and had been divorced 10, 20, 30 years ago and never changed the beneficiary to the current spouse. Maybe there's been or a child or something else, heaven forbid, that's happened. So always double check that your beneficiaries are right. A lot of times we'll take over 401k plans. We both do both 401k plans for big organizations as well as private wealth management. But you'd be surprised how many 401k plans we take over that when we're sitting down with the participants and we're reviewing their beneficiaries, a lot of times they don't even have a beneficiary on file. So always make sure your beneficiaries are up to date on your 401k or your plan at work, your IRAs, your investment accounts, your TODs, your bank accounts, your life insurance policies, your annuities. And if any of those things you have, just make sure you check all those items because people forget, one or another very often.
That's right. And, I was thinking something as simple as a car title. Well, if that person passes away and they haven't assigned a transfer on death, just a checkbox on the back of the title and the name, then guess what? That car goes into probate and then that ends up costing. It's costly. It's time consuming. And it's very, very painful. It's super simple to avoid that. And then that flows right into the next topic of estate planning.
Right. Along with what you just said about the car, you can do the same thing with your home or your property. You do a beneficiary deed. And like you said, not an estate plan attorney, so I don't want to be giving legal advice, but, check with your attorney. But in a lot of cases, even on your home and your properties, you can actually bypass probate with the beneficiary deed. But on the estate plan, some items we see missing a lot of times is they may not have an up-to-date power of attorney or may not be who they really want to have on the power of attorney. The universal HIPAA, very important if you go to one hospital and get transferred to another one, or maybe you go into a hospital and you have to go into a care facility. If you don't have that universal HIPAA and you're not able to sign one up to date, that could be a problem. Healthcare directives, very important to make sure you've got that correct. Your pour over wills, your trust. A lot of times folks may have beneficiaries they feel like are a spendthrift and may not want them to get all their money at one time. There's ways you can do a strategy to stretch that out. You can have somebody from the court appointed for them or a trustee for them and for having help protect themselves. Or maybe you don't want the potential of a child being remarried and ex-wife still being in the middle of it. So just double check all those things. And not every state's the same. So what was written correctly in Florida may not work in Kansas or Washington. You never know. So, don't just assume because you have one that's going to work everywhere you're at.
Yeah, that's a huge one, I think, to always update and just get the year started off with peace of mind, knowing that that's accurate and done properly and up to date. And then what about debt reduction?
Yeah, so spending less is really important. A lot of times people have some debt they want to get through. But I think what I'm seeing more and more now, because we're in such a streaming world and you have all these applications and subscriptions and they get to where they're automatic. And a lot of times they give you these teaser rates. Hey, you'll get your internet or your cable for, X dollars. For 3 months free, you're getting all these other services, and then we forget about it, and now all of a sudden it's two times higher. But, when they're automatic pays, we kind of forget about those. So go back and review just what all are you paying on automatically, and is it still a fair fee for what you're wanting to take care of or not?
Yep. And they hook you in, and that's the whole deal, right? They hook you in with that low rate, and then you forget about it. And all of a sudden you're paying, you know, maybe two or three times more than you want to or should. So, okay. And then college savings for the grandkids.
Right. So always a good time to start a good plan off. I also believe in gifting and investment. So for my grandkids, we'll give a little bit of money to them for birthday, a little bit for Christmas. We'll give them some gifts too, but you know, a college savings plan or just a universal transfer to minor account are good things to do.
Okay. And then charitable giving.
Right. So RMDs, and I'm going to kind of tie this together with required minimum distributions, but a lot of people don't realize you can take your required minimum distribution from your IRA if you're of that age. And if you have it go directly to your non-for-profit and you never touch it, then that's an advantage to you and it doesn't hurt the 501c3. So that's an important idea.
Excellent. Excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And you can reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for being on the program today. I just want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you, Steve, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody out there. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
And now, myth versus fact.
Yep, I know it's Christmas weekend, but just felt like instead of doing a little singing, I won't bore you with my singing of Jingle Bells or something like that. Thought we'd do a little myth busting. So a little myth versus fact. I always like doing these and just setting the record straight. So here is a myth. So once you're in a rehab facility, so that would be skilled nursing and rehab, then you must finish the rehab stay there and you cannot move from one place to another in the middle of your rehab session, basically. So your normal rehab stay might be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. It just depends. It could be widely different for different situations, different people, different outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. But 4 to 6 weeks, pretty common that you might see a rehab stay last that long. So some people say that if you're in facility A, let's say, and it's not going so well that, oh, well, I'm just going to have to tough it out here and stay here because I'm in the middle of a rehab stay. Medicare's paying for it and I can't move. But that's just not the case. Here's the fact. And the fact is that you can move in the middle of a rehab stay. So let me give you a real life scenario. So one of my clients has a parent, and his parent is receiving rehab after a stroke. And the rehab place that they went, physical and occupational therapy, they're doing a good job, but they don't have a speech therapist available right now. I'm not sure why that is, and they can't seem to find one. And his parent needs speech therapy right now. I mean, right now. So they are going to move probably about a week into that rehab stay. They're going to move to another rehab provider and continue the rehab, but they're able at the other provider, they're able to add in that speech therapy, which is super important to his parents. So hopefully that makes sense. You can move in the middle of a rehab stay. All right, here's another myth. Once you're living, and I'm going to use the NH word, the nursing home, all right? I don't need any calls or emails of people saying, hey, It's not a nursing home. It's long-term care community. I get that. Okay. But I also interchange it with the term nursing home because a lot of people still refer to it that way. So I intermingle these things. So the myth, once you're living in a nursing home while on Medicaid, you have to stay there and you cannot move because Medicaid is paying for your stay or the majority of the cost of your stay at that particular nursing home or long-term care community. But that is absolutely a myth. If anyone tells you that, they're just flat out incorrect. Here's the fact. You can move in the middle of a long-term stay while on Medicaid. But here's the catch. It needs to be within the same state that you're living. So say, for example, if you live in Missouri, for example, and you're qualified for Missouri Medicaid, then you can move to any other long-term care community in the state of Missouri. And what happens is Missouri Medicaid will stop paying Facility A today, and they'll start paying Facility B tomorrow, or in Kansas, or in Florida, or in Texas, or anywhere. That's how this works. Now, if you want to move to a different state, then you're probably highly likely you're going to have to reapply for Medicaid in that particular state and start that application process. Okay, but if you move within the state, you can move anywhere you want, anytime you want, and that is the absolute fact of the matter. All right, here's another myth. I mentioned this last week, and if I hear this one more time, I may throw up. I think that's what I said. So here's the myth. You have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. Now, just think about that. If anyone tells you, oh, no, to qualify for Medicaid, to have Medicaid pay for your stay here, you're going to have to sign over your house to us. If you ever hear that, the person saying that has very clearly demonstrated that they have absolutely no clue about of what they're talking about. I mean, I'm serious. And I hear this all the time. Well, Steve, they told me I'm going to have to sign over my mom's house to get her on to Medicaid. Who said that? No. So the fact is you do not have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. And in fact, I talked about this last week. When you qualify for Medicaid, you have exempt assets and countable assets. Exempt means you don't have to spend them down. You don't have to spend those assets down to that whatever that number is, $2,000, $5,000, $6,000 to qualify for Medicaid. Your house, for a while, not forever, but for a while, your house is considered an exempt asset. So if your parent is moving into a nursing home, they've spent down, they qualify for Medicaid, but they still own a house, you have a period of time to deal with that house. You do not have to sign over the house to them. And just think about it. Do you really think the nursing home wants to buy your dad's 60-year-old house with foundation problems? Seriously. What business are they in? They're in the business that they are in is taking care of people in need and providing care. Okay, in a great, you know, home-like environment and all of the things. They're not in the business of buying your dad's house. So that's a really silly one, but you would just be shocked how many times you hear that when you're out in the marketplace in the community. All right, and then here's another one. Here's another myth. Well, you have to choose from a certain list of facilities approved by your long-term care insurance provider in order to receive the daily benefit that they provide. And that's just not true. The fact is, you don't have to go to a certain long-term care community to be able to utilize your long-term care insurance benefit. Here's how long-term care insurance works. So as long as they pay for, let's just say the nursing home level of care, or it could be assisted living, whatever it is. As long as it says we pay for assisted living, or we pay for long-term care or nursing home care, then they don't care where you go. So let's say you go to a long-term care community and you move in and you stay for a month and you incur that cost. I'm going to talk about the cost of all of these places coming up here soon. So you don't want to miss that. That's a little teaser, by the way. But you move in, you incur the cost. So let's say you spent $7,000. Then what happens is the long-term care community will produce a statement after the fact showing that you lived there for the last 30 days, you paid $7,000, and they delivered the services of A, B, C, and D. Then you take that, you submit it to your long-term care insurance provider, and then they will reimburse you retroactively for the care that you received at the daily reimbursement. So for example, you may have paid $7,000, and let's say it was a 30-day month, and let's say that your long-term care insurance policy pays $200 per day. All right, so you paid $7,000. They said, okay, we're going to pay you 30 days at our daily benefit of $200. So we're going to pay you $6,000. But it's always after the fact. So they're reimbursing you after you've incurred the expense. And they don't care where you go. As long as it's the right level of care that's covered in their policy, it's just not driven by a particular list. And that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. Then there's another one that I may talk about on the other side here, but I've had all kinds of people. So I'm in the Kansas City area, but this could be for anywhere, moving from one state to the other. And they say, well, you have to be a resident in that state. And so the question is, do you really have to be a resident in that state, or can you move there and immediately start receiving Medicaid benefits? And that's not a question of the week, but I'll let you ponder that for a few minutes. And on the other side, I'll let you know the answer.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So we're talking about myth versus fact. And so, you know, I live and work here in the Kansas City area, and this is pretty common in a lot of other cities that straddle state lines. So I've had many, many times where I've had a client in Missouri choose a long-term care community on the Kansas side, because the Kansas Medicaid rules are more favorable. And so a lot of people believe that you have to live in Kansas for a certain period of time to establish residency, et cetera. But in the case of someone moving from their home in Missouri to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home in Kansas, then the key part of the law in the wording is you move there with the intent to stay. That's the rub right there. So if you move there with the intent to stay, and all of my clients are moving there for the long term, typically for the rest of their life, to receive care, then you have the intent to stay, and on day one, you're good to go. And you don't have to, that's all there is to it. A lot of people like to argue with me about that, but that's just the fact. So I've had some people really argue about it, and, well, we're going to have our attorneys look into this, and we'll have them look into it, and they're going to tell you what I just told you, because that's the law. So, you know. But anyway, all right, well, let's move on here. So I threw a little teaser out there in the a few minutes ago talking about the cost of all the different levels of care. So if you're driving your car, I would hold on with two wheels, because these costs are pretty expensive, and I don't want you to get too upset or jerk your car if you hear some of these numbers, so or jerk the steering wheel there. So so if you bring a home care provider into your home, The prices have really gone up like a lot here lately because of basically just because of the cost of quality staffing and some other things. But you're going to be looking at $25 to $30 would be on the lower end per hour, on the lower end of that range. And then I would say $35 to $40 per hour would be on the higher end of that range. Some of those $35 to $40 an hour just may be a better provider and better quality caregivers. Some of them may offer some case management services bundled in with their price. So just check that out. But that's the cost of home care. And then if you move to a community, a facility, a separate building, right? So you move from your home to another place, that entry level would be an independent living apartment. An apartment with meals and transportation, and you're still fully independent. You're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. Depending on the size of your apartment, you're probably looking at about an average cost of about $3,500, upwards of about $5,500, maybe $6,000 a month. And that is largely dependent on the size of your apartment. And if it's more of an upscale place, probably going to be a little bit more than a place that's maybe not quite so upscale. All right, then in the middle of the road is the assisted living level of care. That's that social model that can help individuals with their activities of daily living. And that assisted living level of care is going to run anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And that is largely dependent on a couple of factors. Number one, how much help a person needs. So if a person needs just a little bit of help, they may pay a little bit less than someone who needs a tremendous amount of help. It also depends on the size of your apartment. A studio is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom apartment. So $5,000 to $8,000 for the assisted living level. Now, in our neck of the woods here, in different states are different. They have different licensures, but we have kind of a step down from assisted living. It's assisted living light, if you will. And that's called a residential care facility, RCF. And that could be anywhere from about $3,000 to $6,000 per month. Now, we also have a really cool licensure in our neck of the woods here called Home Plus. A lot of other states just call it assisted living, but it's just for a small number of people. This is where you could take care of 6 to upwards of 12 individuals in a ranch-style house and provide care for them. Your average cost is going to be anywhere from about $6,500 to about $8,500 per month for that level of care. And then the highest level of care, which would be long-term care, again, also known as a nursing home, and that's that medical model, okay? So for a shared room or a semi-private room, you're looking, the average cost range there is $6,500 to $8,500 per month. And then the private room, this is where it gets even more expensive, $9,000 to $15,000 per month is what I've priced out. So that will give you an idea of the cost of all of these places. Now, Steve, why'd you have to go and ruin Christmas like that? Well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on the prices and just give you kind of a cost update on that. So here we are on Christmas weekend, and this is my favorite time of the year. I kind of turn into a kid a little bit. I have to watch all my old, the Charlie Brown Christmas and Rudolph. My favorite one is the original animated Grinch and of course, Frosty. I love all of those because I watched all those things when I was a kid. And we schedule our whole life around being home to watch that on TV. Now I have a DVD with all of them on it, and I can watch it anytime I want. So it's pretty cool. But I love it. I love everything about it. We always go to the Christmas Eve service at our church, and we have all of the great music and the great message. And then at the end, this is my favorite thing. We light candles throughout our entire congregation, and we light 2 up front, and then the 2 light 4, and then the 4 light another 4, and then the 8 light another 8. And within just 2 or 3 minutes, the entire congregation is lit by candlelight while we're singing Silent Night. It's just a beautiful, it's a powerful moment, and I look forward to that every single year. It's just something that I would just love to do. And then on Christmas Eve, we always go to my wife's side, my mother-in-law's house, and we have we all bring soups and chili and sandwiches, and we have a gift exchange. That's a really nice time. And then Christmas morning at my house and my immediate family, we unwrap our gifts and our stockings, and we have four little wiener dogs. They are insanely cute. I need to put their picture up on the website so everyone can see these wiener dogs. But Ruby, Olive, Quincy, and Cricket, they are insanely cute. But anyway, they get in on the action too. We don't forget them. And then we go to my mom's house for another gift exchange and a delicious Mexican meal with tamales and enchiladas and all the stuff. It's fantastic. So I just want to wish you and your family just the most wonderful Christmas weekend and blessings to you and your family. And I hope you're really enjoying your weekend. And I just hope it's a beautiful time for you and yours. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.